If you could only see yourself how we see you. As we look out across this room, we see divine beings filled with light. And yet we also see dense patterns that you have been carrying for lifetimes. And we offer great compassion. We offer seas of compassion. For yours is a lifetime of heroic deeds to get to where you're being asked to go. To make this earth journey, you have been a hero in even just deciding to step into this field of duality, this field of free will, and it's sometimes looking like a field of chaos. We offer a continual support to you all, and in truth to all humans who are open to receiving our love. We have been watching you and holding you for thousands of years. In truth, the Master, the Christed Master, who calls himself Yeshua, came here at our beckoning to offer all this compassion, to help all remember this love that had been forgotten. And now, over 2,000 years later, you are starting to understand. You are starting to feel at the level in which he opened the door for. Because evolution from third dimensionality to fourth dimensionality and beyond cannot happen. It cannot happen without this love being at the center. Because in order to heal all that you have been asked to heal, this love is the primary ingredient. It is the staff of life. It is what softens all that has been contracted from the pain, from the trauma. It is what will finally bring back home the deepest wound of this society, which is believing that you are not, believing that you are less than, believing that you are worthless, believing that you don't have a right to exist. The only thing that can heal this from the inside out is this love. So we are joyous today that you have decided to take this journey. For many of you, you have been on this journey for a long time. For some, you are just beginning. It does not matter where you are at in this healing process and in this remembering process. What matters is that you courageously are taking a stand in this time, in this now, to say yes to this love. For this love offers so much. This love, as you fill yourself with it, not only will it heal all that has perceived itself as broken on the inside, it is shared with those around you as you fill yourself with it. It offers compassion to yourself, to your beloveds, to your community, to your family and friends, to this world. It also is the core ingredient in forgiveness. And forgiveness is not an easy gesture that you can make with your mind. That is one version and definition of forgiveness. But the forgiveness that we talk of is a grace. Is a grace that you first and foremost offer yourself. The grace of giving yourself permission to be who you are. For giving yourself permission to not always have made the right choice. For giving yourself permission to be stuck in whatever part of the dance of the perpetrator and the victim, even the Savior. In this time or in past time, forgiving yourself. And then allowing this forgiveness to spread out to others, especially those that you find very hard to forgive. Even those who you find forgiveness absolutely intolerable. There have been atrocities on this planet. And even forgiving those who were at the core of those atrocities. Because again, this is not about giving them a free pass. This is about offering you and the world grace. This is a major teaching. So we are transmitting now this grace, this higher dimensional understanding of forgiveness and its role in this love. So whatever resonates most with you now, we invite you to open the places that have been closed off to this love. Especially the less than voices. To this forgiveness. To this grace. Just allowing this energy in now. Be on the level of the mind. Knowing that it's touching you now and it's also touching your future timeline. If you give it permission to. So that you will know it more and more as you step into your future. So let's all breathe deeply in and out, receiving this love, receiving this forgiveness, receiving this grace. I now want to welcome the next being that wants to speak through me with deep gratitude and incredible love. I want to welcome Mary Magdalene. The greatest gratitude for being love, for seeing you all in this love, for truly, if you want to connect with me, it is a connection of a vibration of divine feminine love that is great compassion and nurturing, and that is also power. An inherent powerful love that is similar to what you would call tough love. I am both. And I am here to applaud you on being the spiritual warrior that you are. For every single act of courage that you have taken on your spiritual path. And many of you have had massive amounts of things that you've had to move through to get to this level of light. And the journey is not over. But I want you to know that I see each and every one of you, and I applaud you. For the journey with light is multifold. But the two primary aspects of this journey is the remembering, acknowledging, receiving this light and love. and then allowing this light and love to move into that which believes that it is not. So even when you feel you are lost in the darkness, there is always the light and love that is waiting for you at the other side. And again, many of you already know this. And there is a very deep transmission that is happening here that is fortifying your courage. Because you will be asked to go further. You always have free will to say yes or no. But especially you in this room have made commitments before you came into this life, as you've stepped deeper on your path. And this light and love wants you to know it in your entirety, in its entirety. Because the earth now is being asked to step deeper in its evolution. And you all are on the forefront. There are many who are here in this world now. But you know in your heart of hearts what your commitment is, what your alignment is. And you also know what you've been hiding from. The thing that is the most scary, that is the most difficult. So we offer now this transmission of courage and honoring for you truly are heroes in your own right. So again, we invite you to breathe deeply and to feel into your back, your physical back and your back body, to allow this grace of courage to fill your system. Not to push you faster than what you're ready for, but to fortify you for the journey ahead. And filling yourself with this courage, leaning back, relaxing into it, allowing this courage now to fill your energetic, etheric field, to feel your physical body, and knowing that you have what it takes to do what you came here to do. You have what it takes. Otherwise, you would not be here. So I now ask for Mother Mary to come through. It is my great privilege to offer you compassion, compassionate love. Where in the energy of compassion, all is brought back home, all is soothed, all is nurtured. I cannot tell you how much joy it has brought to my being to share this with the world over the last 2,000 years. And although through time the many faces of the goddess has been destroyed, that I have been able to be the channel for the divine feminine and be the ever-present energetic force that this compassion of the divine feminine has moved through. I am delighted also that the divine feminine is now arising in its many forms. And truly, when I say the divine feminine, I am talking about primarily what's on the inside. Yes, the many faces of the goddess are being reborn, reclaimed. What I talk about the most, which is the most intimate, is the internal feminine inside of you. The divine feminine which lives inside of you. The divine feminine that inherently offers you compassion and love. So let us now begin a deeper journey into this together. Many of you know this journey as somatic awakening, but in truth, this form has been born in this one because we have shared it with her. The truth is that this form brings into manifestation an awakening and embodiment of the divine feminine on the inside. So let us begin affirming your grounding, taking a moment to drop your grounding in, bringing it into present time. Bringing awareness to base of the spine and now moving it up the spine, up the central channel, up the neck and the head, all the way up to the eighth chakra. And from your connection before, recalling your connection with your spirit, now inviting your spirit to show you the part of it that is your inherent witness consciousness. The part of you that can be with whatever is arising, no matter how intense it may be, from a place of presence, from a place of compassion and love. So I invite you now to connect to this part of you, even if it's only a sliver, that will suffice. And if you are having a hard time connecting to witness, we just invite you to have a general awareness so you can be in relationship to whatever is. So now, as you're ready, dropping this witness, this awareness down to the top of the head, and asking the wisdom of your being, what needs your attention the most right now? It might be some of those parts that have been talked about already, the less than voice, perhaps fear, perhaps something stuck in trauma, perhaps some protective mechanism. Without thinking about it, turning off as much as possible the mental mind, allow the need that's pulsating and vibrating right now, the need from this part to magnetize this part of you, this witness, this awareness, down to be into relationship with it right now. So noticing what part of your body this contraction, this need is at. It could be any part of your body. Being in relationship with it. So there's two parts of you, this witness, this awareness, in relationship to this part that needs attention, that needs love. Just noticing how it's showing up, what you see, feel, sense, know, hear. And just noticing whatever it is. And seeing that, again, this witness awareness is in relationship to it. So it's just there, it's present, it's seeing it from these vast eyes of your spirit. And if you're feeling something that feels too intense, just allow it to grow bigger. Not in its density, but in its spaciousness. And continue to hold this part of you from this witness awareness with compassion, with a subtle curiosity, and whatever it wants to share. Whatever is here, whatever it needs. Maybe it's really angry. Maybe it's hiding, it wants to run away. Maybe you're not seeing anything because there's a protective barrier that's here. Maybe it wants you to come really close to it and hold it while it cries. Just allowing now the divinity that is flowing through you, that is flowing through this witness, that is connecting to the conduit of your divinity to show up in relationship to this part that is needing so desperately something. Even if it's pushing it away, just tenderly holding compassion for this part of you through your divine eyes, through your divine heart. And you are being held in a sea of love and compassion. So there is no shortage of this love. There is no shortage of this compassion. If this part has a need, all you have to do, metaphorically, is raise your hand. And we are there, allowing, moving in whatever is needed. Love, strength, courage, compassion. It's yours. Even if we weren't here, it's still yours, because you are one with the divine. So offering this part now what it most needs. And if it's pushing it away, give it space. Just sitting with it in a way that it can be with. For some of you, you need to move way back in order for this part to not be triggered. So you're not thinking about this. You're not making a story. You're in present presence with this part. Holding this subtle yet powerful container for it. As you are with it, just notice the alchemical process that naturally happens. For some of you, I'm sensing it's already happening. This is what I call alchemical digestion from the light. And if it's not happening for you, no worry. Continue being with what is. That's where the magic is. That's where the healing happens with this presence and this love. And for some of you, I invite you to go deeper. This is an open portal, safe space for you to do the healing work that you have been afraid to do on your own. Where we are here with you now. Holding you tenderly in this love. Releasing any sense of trying, any sense of forcing. For some of you, this is the challenge. Stepping back, being in presence. Don't push, just allow. And notice the magic that flows from this place, this powerful place of presence. And as one part clears, ask the question again. What part of me now most needs this love, most needs healing? And be present there with that. Continue allowing, just like you would allow a river to flow. just noticing any places inside of you that have become dams to the river, these subconscious places that get stuck, these old voices that try to protect but actually close you down. Tenderly, lovingly, patiently offering these places love. Forget to breathe, especially as you release and clear, or as something difficult arises. Deep, full breaths. Just going to invite this light and this love in just a little bit more. Just noticing wherever you're at, whatever is needed, trusting your inner wisdom, your inner guidance, not the stories or the promptings of your mind. So we're going to start now moving into integration. Knowing that this is a process that you can do at any time. You will be given further instruction on that. But for now, I want to invite you to connect to all the different parts of you that have been seen and felt today, and let them know, if this is in right alignment for you, that you're here with them now, that you're in relationship with them, that you see them, and that you're not going to go away. You're not going to run away, you're not going to judge them, you're not going to make them bad or wrong, but that your job from your higher self is to actually bring these places back to remembering who they are, to coming back home through presence, through love, and through compassion. This is an absolute game changer in the field of healing. This presence, this power, and this love has the ability to go into the deepest darkness and bring it home. This is the healing power of love that never dies. This is the healing power of love that brings all of you home. So as you are ready, if you have not already told these parts that you are committed to them from this loving, compassionate place, do so now. And that does not mean that it is complete, but it has to be complete. You are in process. The door has been opened. The love is flowing, whether you're consciously aware of it or not. But it helps if you are consciously aware of it. And just letting these parts of you know that they're not alone anymore. For some of you, some of these parts have never even been seen before. They've been hidden in dark corners, in dark recesses. So giving gratitude and joyous celebration that the closet door has been opened and the love can now flow in. And that doesn't always mean that it feels great when you open the closet door, or as even as the love pours in, because love is a very intense emotion and energy that lights everything up. But as the love settles in, as the love settles in, everything changes. This love digests the most difficult wound. This love softens what has been hardened for even thousands of years. This love has the ability to digest programs that have kept you stuck in this matrix of third dimensionality. This love is the answer. And we give great gratitude and thanks again for you, for your courage, your presence, your openness to this love. And we now end this part of our morning transmission. So I just invite us all just to stay here for a moment without moving, and to invite you to ground, especially if there is a lot of energy that's moving through and it feels like it's too much. Just allow it to move into your grounding field. Knowing that you and your higher self will utilize this energy as is needed as you move out into the future. And for those of you who understand these terms, I'm just going to invite us to go to brown. And to take a moment to really luxuriate in a earth energy bath with this really grounding, loving frequency of mud. So imagine as if you're in Calistoga, one of their mud spas, mud baths, or perhaps Osmosis, one of their cedar baths. So just feeling this grounding pulsation is dropping you down, allowing your nervous system to recalibrate, and just flooding your body with this divine bath of supreme being energy, just to bring you back into presence, bringing you back into this reality, whatever that means for you. And as you are ready, as you feel complete, go ahead and come back and open your eyes.